Text.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Tex Walker.
He joins us now, the big Texan, Adelaide's leading goal kicker, do you believe, Blue? Took over Tony Modra last year. And the big Texan, for the first time in 2022, joins us here on the Rush Hour. How are you, Tex?
Happy New Year, Team Rush Hour.
G'day, young man.
Yeah, how are you going down there, mate? Because I saw you the other day and you're looking tanned, you're looking fit, you're looking strong.
Hello.
But everyone is this time of year.
Oh, well, that's a bit of a double-handed...
Jeez, you're whacked in,
forehand,
dude.
Backhand.
Mate,
so well, the tennis is on.
A bit of a burger with a lot, that one. Bernard, I am healthy at the moment, that's so I've been doing all the sessions, which has been nice, and we've been pretty lucky weather-wise. It hasn't been too hot. We've had a couple of days where it was quite warm, but other than that, we haven't really had too much warm weather to test us out, but Burjo's putting us through our paces for sure, and everyone's responding really well. We did about 25 minutes of match sim today, so we're well and truly on our way into the program, and some guys are training really well.
Tex, how's C?
Sir Tex.
What?
Tex.
Sir Tex.
Sir Tex, I think you called him.
Taylor, how's Seeds? Now, he's obviously recovering from some sort of concussion, and that was 4 weeks ago. Where's he at with all that? Is he back on the track?
Oh, if you ask him, he wouldn't even know how to spell his own name at the moment. He's going really well, yeah. Jars. He's tracking along just nicely. He had a bit of concussion just before Christmas, and I think he had too many Denzel Frothingtons at his wedding.
At his wedding,
might have put him back a little bit, but he's going along really nicely, just like we want him to.
You mentioned Burjo before, Darren Burgess, new to the fitness department at the Adelaide Footy Club. Was at Melbourne last year. Have you noticed a big change in that department? More running, more weights? What's he brought to the club?
Well, he certainly keeps reminding us that he played a role in the grand final last year.
He would.
It's if he said it once, he said it probably 55 times. But he's going really well. He's a ripping fella, and great to have him back in South Australia. He's at Port for a while and was quite successful. So what he's been able to touch has turned to gold. So we're very, very lucky to have Burjo on board.
Pick six in the draft, Josh Rochelli. Mm-hmm. How's he training? Because there's big raps on him, the way he goes about it. Play round one.
He's doing everything right to put his hand up for round one. It's not too far. I was going to say it's a long way away. It's actually not too far away, is it? Jesus Christ.
No.
He's going to be a super talent. Our Crows family are going to absolutely love what he can do. Not only him, Saligo's, he's going to be a star. Zach Taylor's doing some good things. Nan Curvis and guys like Sean Berg and Will Hamill and Charlotte, they've taken their games to the next level, which is where our footy club needs them to be.
Hey, Texan, life away from footy. Do you get sick of me on TV this summer?
I think you did a good job, Taylor. Oh,
I loved you on the cricket, Bluey. Absolutely. If I had your number, I would have texted you a few times.
You were watching Fox. You didn't watch Channel 7, Tex.
I'm with Channel 7, Papa.
Tell the company line.
Tex, I want to know the update on this house that you're building. A normal sort of house goes up in around about 12 months. This thing's been going on for about 3 years.
Four years.
Where are you at with it? Jesus. And what sort of... Yeah. It must be a mansion.
10 acres.
Four stories.
Four pools.
Well, I'm going to have to tell you, Bluey, because I won't be bloody inviting you or Jarman around.
Why?
No, I'll invite... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have a rush hour party minus Jarman.
How is that barbecue?
How's the barbecue?
Yeah.
Don't use that line, Texan.
Bluey, it's coming along nicely. We're building with Heritage Homes.
Plug.
Did I tell you who we're building with? Heritage Homes.
All right, eh?
Yep.
Oh, obviously free. Yeah.
They're a beautiful company. We are very happy and pleased to be building with them, and they're doing a great job.
Hey, as part of going live this year, 4 to 6, got a new producer, Benny. He sort of started a little bit last year. How's the communication been? And was he clear? And how was he this week getting you on?
Yeah. Oh, he texted me last week and said, hey, any chance of coming on next week, Wednesday to Friday, we're back on. And I said, yeah, I'm happy to come on Friday afternoon. And then I didn't hear anything for about 3 days. So I thought, well, maybe that's not a good, that's not the best day for
come on,
to
Benny.
Go on
Benny, return messages, Benny. That's all you have to do. What else do you do out there? Just return text messages.
I think you might have been having a long blink and forgot to get back to me.
Oh, here he goes. Have you started with the Brekkie boys again?
Not yet, no.
And Gail? Oh, and Loz, yeah. Oh, so, yeah. Okay.
Oh, Loz, she's a carrot. What about her on the golf day?
Just run us through what she did.
What didn't she do on the golf course? I was on the green about to putt for birdie, I look up, and in between me, the golfer, and the hole, there was a cart on the green.
She went across the green.
And she had double denim on. Everyone knows you're not allowed to wear denim.
She's smoking. She's drinking.
On a stubby, she had a dart hanging out the other hand.
She had a can of Bundy and Coke in her back pocket.
That was all true. That whole story was all true. Apart from text putting for birdie.
The triple bogey. Oh,
you were talking about his putting the other day. Yeah. I reckon you had 40.
No, Benny
putts.
Winton did. All right. Not me. Okay. Don't throw me out of
Jeez,
the
box. Jeez, I'm 54.
I did have a few putts. I was terrible the other day. I wasn't the only one, Ben, was I?
I was okay. But the funny thing with that was, Tex says, I've got this new app and, you know, I've got the new scoring app. Yeah. It counts your putts as well. I'll tell you what, you wore that app out. Put them all in.
That brought me undone quick, smart.
I don't think you put them in at the end. Thanks for joining us for the first time this year. We look forward to seeing you back in the number 13 jumper. And take care, mate, and I'll be in touch.
Love you all.
He won't be in touch back by the sound of that.
See you, mate.
See you, buddy.